Eastland with Martin Besser.
Just wrapping things up here with our special guest, and Chantal Kluter, wife of Len Kluter. Thanks again for joining us this morning and spending time with us. And she gave us an update on Len, who is wheelchair bound at this stage, paralyzed. I think you said on his left hand side.
Yes.
Doesn't speak but communicates.
Yeah.
And he understands you and you understand him. So what does his daily routine look like now?
His daily routine is we've got cameras obviously everywhere in the house now. So Sharon is one of the sisters, and then we use Carissa nursing. In the beginning I tried to do everything myself. I wanted to look after my husband myself. I didn't want anyone. And then I realized it's having a knock on me. And so I got help. So I built him a beautiful place next to our house. So you can just go out of the back door. You are in his house. That is wheelchair friendly, especially for him and so forth. So daily routine, he wakes up. Dan kry nou maar sy kosies deur sy maagie en hy word dan gebad, skoon gemaak en dan vat hulle uit om met die rolstoel, dan gaan kyk hy na die diere en dan soms gaan ek sê, vraag nou vir my, hy dink mama is mal, nee, dan sal hulle net sê, oh, met al die diere en ek sal, en dan sit ek bietjie by hom, Sharon sit by hom, kindertjies is dan by hom. Soos wat ek nou vir Mike vertel het, die dogtertjie wat die ergste gevat het was Mikaeli, want Mikaeli was sy Nina die boskind, die plaasdogtertjie. So toe sy dit hoor, het sy in die begin net met sy klere geslaap en sy was weer verskriklike sielkundige drama gewees en hulle moes diertjies uitwys en toe sy diertjie uitwys, toe sê sy, ja, papa is die leeu. Maar papa het nou baie seer gekry. Toe vra die soekinnige vir, nou wie is jy nou? Toe sê sy, nou is ek die leeu. Toe sê sy, maar hoekom wil jy die leeu wees? Moet mama nie nou die leeu wees nie? Toe sê sy, nee, nou gaan ek allemaal beskerm, soos papa allemaal beskerm.
Oh, man.
Maar, ja, so dit was sad. En, obviously, sy is my steunpilaar. Oh, sy is 8, maar sy is my steunpilaar. Baie volwassen vaderdom. Sy is, Lennart al gesê, sy is 1 uit 1 miljoen. Sy is amazing, sy het me nog altijd gehaald met Jenny Leakey. Ek onthou sy was 3, toe wil Jenny Leakey in die diepkant ingaan. Ek stond op die deur om te kyk wat is besig om te gebeur. En sy hartlik na Jenny Leakey toe en sy grip in haar handkie. Sy sê van, nee Jenny, jy kan nie ingaan nie. Jy moet by die trappe ingaan. So, ja, Jenny Leakey sit elke dag as sy van die school afkom, sit sy by papa die hele dag. Of hulle special language het nou, hulle is in die selle wereld. En dit is amazing, dit is beautiful. Hy kry sy oefeninge in, hy kry sy speech, sy physio, al die goedjies kry. Hy het obviously baie pyn in sy rechterhand en sy handjie toegegaan. So ons moet nou obviously sy vingers oefen en haar ook hy kwaad.
And you must fear. You must obviously have been pretty surprised, I guess, that he survived that. I mean, it was short range.
Yeah, I prayed a lot for him to survive. I wasn't surprised. I believed that he was going to survive.
And what I love about you is that you were saying just now the prognosis and what doctors told you about your child and what they told you about Len, you hear it.
But I don't take it, no.
Mike, in terms of the investigation, you say that, what does it mean the investigation's done? What did they investigate?
I just want to publicly compliment Chantel. We've been dealing with them since day one. And what stands out for me about her is that she did not leave her husband.
No.
She stayed. It's not always the case. We do many, many cases. Many friends has left because they just cannot handle it. It's not that they don't want to be friends anymore.
But she can.
Yeah, she can, and there's a few friends that stood with her. But also that she has a relationship with God, and she believes in God, and we always pray for each other, and my team, the lead investigator is Luke Enslin. He's always in close contact with them, and we support our clients, obviously, in prayer as well. The investigation, as I've said, is done. what we said before in all the media outlets and here today is that we did a complete and thorough investigation. The police did a complete and thorough investigation, and those were combined. And then the police did a thorough investigation on the police of their actions that day by IPET, and that has been done. There is still some forensic information and other sensitive information that will later be divulged, but only and after when this case comes to a point where there's closure. There is not a definite that Len might not come to his full cognizance, so the possibility is there that he can still pull through this and give a statement. But if not, a call will be made at a state by the state prosecutors.
What is the likely outcome? What are you hoping for?
You know, Martin, that's a very...
Sorry, those are two different questions. What are you hoping for?
What I'm hoping for is actually that this thing just totally go away because the damage has been done, but that if there is, and I'm saying if, and you get those that say, yes, there is, and yes, there is not, but if there is, and it must be proven in a court of law, any form of negligence, then that must be exposed and be dealt with. And that's it. And that we as crime fighters and crime investigators always want that out of a case. But in this case specifically, what I would want is that this actually just goes away because the family has gone, the friends, everybody has gone through hell and is still going through a very difficult time. The kids and everything about this case, it's better to just move on and get Len healthy as soon as possible.
Chantal, for you, what must happen next?
I'm just taking day by day. I'm not thinking of the future. I'm taking day by day. So I don't know what the next move is. I'll see tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. When do you think this case will conclude?
It's difficult to say because this is a unique case. You sit with...
Months, weeks, years?
It could be years. It
really?
It won't be months, yeah. But we're on it, and obviously the you cannot just leave a docket or dockets. And at some stage, a call will be made, as I've said.
Do you believe it could have been handled differently?
Yes, definitely.
And that's obviously the basis of the case?
Yeah. And unfortunately, this is an answer to most of our cases. And we shouldn't go into pointing fingers, but yes, this case should have been handled differently from the start.
Mm. Thank you, both of you, for your time.
Thank you.
Sterkte met die besighede, die kinders, Len, jou plaas wat jy nou daar by mekaar gesit het, klink soos my huis. Mike, like on your way to see, thanks for taking the time coming in and sharing because a lot of people care, a lot of people ask questions, and it's important to share and to hear it from your mouths. And ek is dankbaar daarvoor. I always say, don't wonder, don't make up stories, ask. And as mense sê vir jou, hulle sal jou antwoord wanneer reg is, then that's the answer. That's the answer right there. Thank you for sharing. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Let's go! Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Rise and shine.
It's your morning, family.